Russian President Vladimir Putin claims that Ukraine has no national identity of its own. Well, Ukrainians are trying to prove him wrong, and musicians are a part of that cultural battle, as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Kyiv.
It's about midnight on a snowy street, and a guitarist is singing in Russian. We approach him, Vitaly Abramov.
If you talk Russian, it doesn't mean that you think you are Russian.
Ukrainska pisna.
Then he performs a song in Ukrainian. Many Ukrainians speak both languages. Russian and Ukrainian share most of the same Cyrillic alphabet and a lot of vocabulary, but they're further apart than, say, French and Spanish. Which language you speak and sing in can be a statement. Anton Slepakov, lead singer of Ukrainian electronic band Vagonovajatie, used to only sing in Russian.
It didn't bother anyone. I used to perform and live with my former band in Russia. We recorded music there.
It made business sense, too. Singing in Russian attracted more fans. The best-paid gigs were across the border in Russia. But Slepakov gave all that up after Russia invaded Crimea and sparked a separatist war in Donbass, in eastern Ukraine.
The summer after Russia annexed Crimea, we were in talks to play in this very cool Russian club called Chinese Pilot. But during the negotiations, Russia's aggression in Donbass began, and we as a band decided we cannot tour in Russia. We're not going there.
He and many artists stopped performing in Russia, and his band stopped singing in Russian. He only writes in Ukrainian now. This is his very first song in Ukrainian.
My cordone.
The chorus is in English. Where are you from? Ukrainians have been revisiting that question of identity. For centuries in the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union, Russian was promoted as the language of culture. Ukrainian was stereotyped as a language of peasants.
We have this thing we call inferiority complex.
Keyboardist and percussionist Taras Shevchenko is with the Ukrainian band Goe.
People that even didn't hear Ukrainian music, they already think that it's bad, and it's not interesting, and it's not worth listening to.
Now it's the law that about a third of music on the radio must be in Ukrainian. Russia falsely claims Ukraine is suppressing native Russian speakers. Ukrainians say they're trying to build a national identity.
I just love this language. This language makes me proud to be Ukrainian.
Goe represented Ukraine on the world stage at last year's Eurovision Song Contest, with Ukraine's first ever performance at Eurovision sung entirely in Ukrainian. The song is called Shum. It borrows from a folk song of the Chernobyl region, where the nuclear disaster in the 1980s forced residents to abandon their homes. Lead singer Katerina Pavlenko wanted to promote a musical tradition that was wiped out in Chernobyl.
We have our unique culture, our unique traditions, and Chernobyl, it's not only about catastrophe, it's about people, it's about people's lives.
Their song was the runner-up in the European audience favorite vote. Today, it's a Ukrainian anthem. I heard a musician playing it on his flute in a Kyiv subway station. This year's Ukrainian Eurovision contestant withdrew last week. Word got out she had performed in Crimea under Russian occupation. It was a scandal, which goes to show even after 8 years of war, music remains a battlefield. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Kyiv.